I'm Keith Peters reporting. New provisional data released by the CDC indicates that maternal deaths in the U.S. have fallen back to pre-pandemic levels. Lisa Dwyer reports.
There were about 19 maternal deaths for every 100,000 live births in 2023. That's in line with rates seen in 2018 and 2019. About 680 women died last year during pregnancy or shortly after childbirth. That's down from just over 1,200 in 2021, which was the highest level in more than 50 years. But racial disparities remain. The death rate in Black moms is more than 2.5 times higher than that of white and Hispanic mothers. Excessive bleeding, blood vessel blockages, and infections are leading causes of death. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Biden paid his respects to the four law enforcement officers killed in Charlotte, North Carolina this week.
During a visit to Charlotte, the president met privately with the families of the officers who were gunned down on the job Monday.
The entire nation is grieving for these families.
He also met with officers wounded during the shooting and wished them a fast recovery. The president said the men and women of law enforcement represent the best of us.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont says the major traffic artery linking New England with New York will be closed for days around the area where a tanker fire damaged a bridge over Interstate 95. That tanker truck filled with gasoline burst into flames in a three-vehicle crash Thursday on I-95 in southwest Connecticut. The East Coast's main north-south highway subsequently closed, causing major traffic jams. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 322 points. The Nasdaq rose 235. This is SRN News. A Canadian school gives a woman's scholarship to a man.
Seneca College in Toronto has awarded the Angela James Scholarship to Franz Lagardus, a man who is living as a woman. Lagardus plays on the women's volleyball team and attracted attention earlier this year when he and four other males competed in a women's game between Seneca and Centennial College, dominating the action and keeping most of the female players on the bench. The scholarship is meant to promote women's sports. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kansas has some new pro-life laws. Starting July 1st, abortion doctors must ask women why they're terminating their pregnancies and report the answers to the state. It will also now be a specific crime to coerce a woman into having an abortion. A third law will offer both direct aid to pro-life pregnancy centers in Kansas as well as tax breaks for them and their donors. Pro-life groups still exert a strong influence over Republicans in state houses. SRN News. Stocks rebounded through all three markets after stumbling badly the day before. We hear more on the story from correspondent Seth Soutelle reporting from New York City.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street and trimmed their losses for the week. The S&P 500 climbed 0.9% Thursday. That came a day after swinging sharply when the Federal Reserve said it's likely to delay cutting interest rates. The Dow added 322 points. That's about 0.9%. The Nasdaq Composite added 1.5%. Qualcomm, Carvana, and other companies helped lead the market higher after reporting stronger results for the latest quarter than expected. Treasury yields eased in the bond market following reports on unemployment claims and worker productivity. Next up is the government's monthly job report due out first thing Friday. Traders are hoping the report will show that the job market is cooling enough to give the Fed room to cut interest rates. Seth Soutelle, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.